You've been working on a new project called The Anointed. What's that about?
Very fascinating research. I've been looking into the anointing oil of the ancient sages. Numerous traditions in the ancient world talked about a substance, an oil, that could transform humans into super beings. I kept hearing about this throughout the years. I've been doing this research for about 25 years now, and every now and then you get into the real deep aspects of this work and you hear about this oil. And so I've just decided in the past year to go headlong into it.
Would this be like the kind of oil that, for example, they would anoint Christ with?
That is exactly what we're talking about. And in fact, most people don't know that that oil, which of course was produced by Mary Magdalene, had a very deep and ancient secret attached to it, and most likely came out of Egypt. But in the esoteric Christian tradition, it was also the oil that the Archangel Michael rubbed over the body of the Old Testament patriarch Enoch. He was supposed to have lived before the time of the flood, which places him perhaps in Atlantean times. He's taken up to heaven. He's greeted by the Archangel Michael. Michael rubs this oil on Enoch's body, and suddenly Enoch is transformed into what's described as one of the glorious ones. He literally begins glowing rays like the light beings, like the gods, and is actually then transformed into a god. So my research is about, well, what kind of an oil can be rubbed onto the human body that, one, causes it to be illuminated, to literally glow rays, and then transforms an ordinary mortal being into a heavenly being?
Is it mystical?
Oh, it's totally mystical. I mean, the powers that are associated with it are absolutely tremendous, which is why I think it's one of the deepest mystical or esoteric secrets out there. No one's really doing any research on it, so I've just been having a really good time right now just gathering all the little pieces that I can, and we'll be putting this all together in my presentation, The Anointed, which will be, I'll be giving that in Nashville in September 9th through 11th.
Super. What do you think it is?
Well, I can tell you one of the big components of it, there's all kinds of little riddles that go along with it. The oil is described as like the rays of the glittering sun, for example. But ultimately, the huge aspect of it that I'm really finding is really fascinating is that belief is a very important part of it. It's actually engaging our consciousness with this substance and the belief that it can transform us into light beings. Beyond that, though, there are these very, very key clues that tell us, one, that the sun is very much a part of the production of this substance. And this is what has fascinated me, because when Enoch is transformed into a light being, he's then able to travel the stars. And it's because of this oil, which is called the perfect oil, that he can do this. Well, Russian scientists just a month ago started hypothesizing that the heart of stars, including our own sun, may be producing what they call the perfect liquid that could be utilized to transform the star into a wormhole that would then connect each star to any other star in a particular solar system or perhaps in distant galaxies. So it's quite possible that what we're on the verge of is discovering that our own sun is producing this mysterious perfect liquid that could correspond to this ancient oil that these sages and god beings were utilizing.